Jerry Bader Show 1047. Apparently, some t-shirt shops in Wisconsin Dells, huge tourist mecca in Wisconsin, display in the windows where people walking on the sidewalks with young children, which happens a lot in downtown Dells. We did it when we stayed there when our kids were young, are putting obscene t-shirts out there. T-shirts with obscenities, you know, words for breasts that you wouldn't want little kids to see, or worse. And my thought on this is, you wish government wouldn't have to do this, but there was a day when businesses had the decency not to do that. These shops are all over San Francisco, and you wouldn't believe the stuff that's inside. The F-bomb all over the place on t-shirts. They don't display them. This is on Fisherman's Wharf. They don't display them where parents with young kids, where the kids are going to see them. I still regret not buying the one where Jimi Hendrix is passing a joint to President Obama. I still regret that. They don't have that out where you can see it. That's San Francisco. The Dells ask the stores to do this voluntarily. The Dells tries to be family friendly. I can see where the city wouldn't want this. Joanne in Sheboygan. Joanne, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. My husband and I were in Wisconsin Dells on October 5th and 6th weekend. We were in one of the t-shirt stores downtown, and the t-shirts in the windows were very offensive, very disgusting. And I just say kudos to Mayor Brian Landers for taking a stand against these t-shirts. They are not at all family friendly. There's such awful, vile stuff in that store. I felt like I needed a bath actually once I got out of the store. I hated having gone into the store in the first place. Certainly not good for kids.
Did you say something?
$500 fine, appropriate.
Did you say something to the business?
I did not. I should have, but it was just, I should have done that. I should have said something to the clerk, but I did not.
Joanne, thanks for the call. And maybe I was, you know, in San Francisco, it's San Francisco. Nothing was going to surprise me in San Francisco. On the other hand, Fisherman's Wharf tries to be family friendly, too. Andrew on the road. Andrew, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I'm just calling to view my opinion on it is that I'm a pretty dirty guy, no doubt about it, but I understand trying to keep the whole Wisconsin Dells image wholesome for families and such, and I don't think there's a problem with it. I understand that it is a slippery slope on the freedom of speech line, but I think I'm okay with it.
And that is the prop. That's the one reason I am somewhat torn on this. I don't blame I don't blame the city for wanting to do this. On the other hand, who sets what's obscene? Is booby obscene? Kids get to wear I Heart Boobies in school. And that was one of the t-shirts the TV reporter referenced.
I think with that, it's it also depends on the context. You know, you can have one word used in a situation where the context of it is dirty, such as boobies, or the context of, you know, I Heart Boobies for the breast cancer awareness. So I think it's a lot of contextual situation.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, but a lot of people feel they're offensive because it makes light of breast cancers, breast cancer. I really think it's unfortunate that it comes to this, that businesses can no longer use, I shouldn't say that, that some businesses won't use discretion. Why do they have to put that type of stuff in the windows where Wisconsin Dells tourism industry is built around, in for the most part, parents bringing their young children there? If you want to have those type of t-shirts, can't you say, come, what if you did, let me ask you this. What do you think is going to draw more people into a store? If you show those type of t-shirts in the window, or if you put up a sign that says, come see what we can't show you in the window? Just from a marketing point of view, what do you think is going to, for example, the GoDaddy's spots on TV with Danica Patrick? Go to GoDaddy.com and see what we can show you on TV. What kind of hits do you think they get? Think I'm going to lie? Just because I know there's nothing naughty there, I wanted to see what they really were going to show, what they did. To me, it sounds as though the businesses aren't leaving the city much choice. On the other hand, I do see a danger here that everybody's judgment as to what's obscene, and clearly some of the T-shirts are, but that can be subjective to say the least. Kevin on the road. Kevin, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I like to throw my opinion in there, too. It is kind of a dangerous area about the First Amendment, free speech.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at people that do have different kinds of shirts that have religious themes to them, and how some of the secular people don't really like those, and then they stand up for their freedom of speech and refuse to have people wear those kind of images and stuff. Like yesterday, there was a gentleman that was wearing a Jesus costume in school, and he was asked to go home and return that because it was offensive, because of the religious
theme to it. Kevin, there's the problem. You make a good point. Suppose somebody goes and complains to an atheist, goes and complains to the city of Wisconsin Dells because there is a religious-themed T-shirt in the window. Then, okay, is the city of Wisconsin Dells going to tell that merchant, no, you can't have that one there? That's where I do see a problem with this. On the other hand, and while I don't ever like additional government regulation, you would think that they would use some judgment. On the other hand, there are things I say on this show people don't like. Some people are much more conservative, and I don't necessarily mean that politically. When it comes to the thing, when I say hell, there are still a couple of people that complain. Will in Ashwaubenon. Will, go ahead.
Yeah, morality is just lacking in this day and age. But I guess my question would be, you know, you're wearing this shirt, then you're expressing your freedom of speech. How are they expressing their freedom of speech by selling the shirt? It's a product.
Okay, that is the point that the mayor brought up. But look, when stripping has been protected by free speech, that's not art or expression. That's getting naked for money. So how is that any different?
Right.
You know,
that's my point. They're not expressing their freedom of speech by selling a shirt. They're selling product.
Right.
So I don't see how that could be a valid argument.
Well, because it has a message on there that the government's going to restrict because they don't like it, whatever the motive for putting it there. Yeah, see, that's the counter argument. I happen to agree with you on that, by the way. But that stripping so men can get off at looking at naked women has been described as culture or artistic expression is laughable, and we all know that. I'm torn on this one because I wish it wouldn't come to this. But it's to the point where, look, the Dells is still trying to be family friendly. You know, if you've never been to San Francisco, anything goes in San Francisco. And Fisherman's Wharf is one of the most family friendly venues I've ever been. They're not stupid. They get it. They hide most of the real San Francisco from you. It shows up. It shows up, you know, here and there. Wisconsin Dells, this is their lifeblood. And they don't want people to be uncomfortable taking small kids on the main strip in Wisconsin Dells. Pete on the road. Pete, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. I do worry about the slippery slope here, and what's next? Making women wear one-piece swimsuits at the water parks.
Well, then I'm not going anymore.
Well, yeah, you know, where do you draw the line, and who's the final arbiter as to, like you said, who is the final arbiter as what's obscene?
I think that the slippery slope is a danger here. I do agree with you on that. But can you see, though, where the city feels compelled to do this, whether it's right or not? Can you see where they've kind of been pushed to this?
I do understand that part of it, and maybe if they could just come to a compromise with the business owners instead of just shoving it down their throat.
Well, but they went to them. They went to them and asked them, hey, would you take those out? Most did, some didn't. Thanks a lot for the call. Tim from Appleton. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I think our earlier caller had a good point. You know, it is product that the vendors are selling, but if we restrict it, isn't that just doing censorship which we, you know, don't want bookstores and libraries and schools to do because some of the reading and, you know, materials might be offensive to some people.
That is, and I am agreeing with that, and that's why I'm conflicted on this. You know, I think there, for example, Tim, and this is where you're right, there's a T-shirt that someone might complain about that I would probably laugh and not think that it's all that terrible for my little kid. I don't have little kids anymore, but if I still did, for them to see. It's very subjective. And if they pass an ordinance saying obscene, and this has become, over the last 100 years, the problem with obscenity ordinances, you can't just ban obscenity. You have to define it. Good luck with that. Let's go back to the example that I have from San Francisco. Jason, you're not a fan of President Obama. But would you want a T-shirt displayed in a window which showed a dead rock star passing him a marijuana cigarette? Would you want your kids to see? Would you want your kids to see that? You wouldn't. I know you would love it. Now you're not going to be surprised at Christmas. It's 10:58. Just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.